October 18, a mind submissive, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. The gospel of Christ makes progress in every human agent that is consecrated to the Lord's service. The Holy Spirit takes possession of everyone who has a willing mind, not that the person may work the Holy Spirit, but that the Holy Spirit may work its miracle through the grace that is poured upon the human agency. The goodness of God becomes a working power through a consistent life, through fervent love for Jesus, and through heaven-inspired zeal. Those who are in association with Jesus will partake of his melting love and manifest his overflowing sympathy for souls who are yielding to Satan's specious temptations. They will plan and study and exercise tact in order that they may make a success of so presenting the unselfish love of Christ that sinful and impenitent hearts may be won to loyalty to Jesus, who gave his life for them. Lose no time. Confess Christ without delay. It is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth that testifies of Christ. Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. To grieve the Holy Spirit, which would make you a witness of Christ, is a terrible thing. You know not when you may grieve the Spirit for the last time. The Holy Spirit does not work upon the human heart to compel you to give yourself to Christ, to force you to yield your conscience. But the Spirit shines into the chambers of the mind in a way to convict of sin and to entice you unto righteousness. If you do not confess Christ now, the time will come when, overwhelmed with a sense of the great things that you have lost, you will make confession. But why not confess Christ now, while mercy's voice invites you? Youth's Instructor, August 1, 1895.